One of the really essential and very, very characteristic aspects of the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, very characteristic and essential elements of Christianity, which is forgiveness, the necessity that we have placed upon us to forgive those who have offended us. We pray it every time we pray the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And I bet a lot of us, I won't ask for a show of hands, but I bet a lot of us, this is something in particular in the Christian life that we may really struggle with. I know I hear that from people a good deal. I say, Father, I have trouble about a particular situation or a particular person, or sometimes just generally speaking, I really have a hard time really forgiving and letting go of past hurts that I've had. And people have somehow offended against me in some way. And, you know, when we hear a gospel like the one we have today, I bet a lot of us, if that's our case, if we do sort of struggle with forgiveness, we'll say, okay, I'm going to make a good resolution today. I'm going to go out of here and I'm going to be more forgiving. I'm going to work maybe on that particular situation, or I'm going to just work generally on letting go of things and being able to overlook things. And I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to recommend to you that you not make that resolution today. Father, what's the matter with you? You don't want us to be forgiving? Yes, no, I do want you to be forgiving. But I think that it's not so much a matter of resolution. I bet we've all really made those resolutions in the past. And I bet maybe we have pretty soon fallen right on our faces. And so I want to try to recommend something first before the resolution. And that's another word that begins with an R, the relationship. In this parable, you know, parables are a very characteristic way that Jesus teaches. It's a story that he uses to teach. And in a story, you have characters. And in this story, who is the interesting character? Who's the character that acts sort of out of character? Well, it's the master, isn't it? This forgiving master. The servant who comes, who owes this incredible debt to him, and asks for mercy, you know, to have more time, and the master just says, forget about it. Forget about it. And rather than forgetting about that, what he forgets about is the mercy of the master, because then he turns around and throttles the person who owes him just a little bit, you know. He forgets what it means to be in relationship with this master. There are other parables like this. The parable of the prodigal son, for example, with that very merciful father. You know, the older son forgets how wonderful it must have been to live in that household with that wonderful father. Or the parable, you know, of the man who hires workers to go work in his harvest and pays the people at the end of the day the same as at the beginning, you know, this very generous man. And what we should really do is be looking at that relationship, because we have been forgiven even more than this servant has been. And at a much, much greater price to the master. And so what I want to say, if you want to improve in being able to be more forgiving to others, to be able to let go of these things, especially to be able to set yourself free from that, then what you need to do, I'm going to say, first is work on the relationship, then make the resolution. Because if we make the resolution first, we're relying on ourselves, and that's not going to work. I think it was Shakespeare who said, to err is human, to forgive divine. And we need divine life. We need divine grace. We need the life of the master within us in order to live a life of mercy and forgiveness. And so what's going to be more effective, I think, is to work on your relationship with the Master. And that means you need to spend time with that Master. You need yourself to experience His mercy. It's what we, every time we go to confession, we get this wonderful deal. Absolutely all of your sins are taken away. You walk out of confession completely free. Isn't that amazing? We need to come to Mass, as you are right now, where St. Paul in the second reading says, if we live, we live for the Lord, and the Lord feeds us with His own flesh and blood, so that we are transformed into Him. We share in His life. We are living, He is living in us. And therefore, He can do what we can't do. We need to spend time with Him in prayer. We need to sit down with Him and study Him. What does He say? What does He do? What does His voice sound like? What is His heart like? So that our hearts can become like His. Our minds can become like His. Our thoughts can become like His. Our actions can become like His. And then we will be able to forgive as He forgives. You know, at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, we offer that with Jesus to the Father, through Him, with Him, and in Him. And so He has to come to live in us. So I'm going to encourage you, if you would like to be able to live up to what you pray every time you pray the Our Father, which is a very high standard, and it's one that I wonder if we really mean it when we say it. Because if we're unforgiving to others, we're saying, God, then I want You to not forgive me. That's what we're saying. I expect You to apply the same standard to me that I apply to other people. Really? And so, work on the relationship. And then you'll be able to keep the resolution. Not you. Actually, you won't be able to keep it, probably, any more than I can. But He can and will in you. The Master, the Merciful Father, He will let mercy well up in you, in your heart and in my heart, which can be maybe bitter and angry and unforgiving. But we have to work on the relationship first. That's where we get the grace that we need, that divine life that changes us so that we can be like this merciful Master, who is quick to forgive.